happening. Our pre-show is now rolling. I want to get a little level on that music. Can I get a level on that, man? Word. All right, very good, very good. Okay. Wow. What do we do today? I almost adopted a fucking cat today. Another cat. I almost adopted another goddamn cat today. Ready for that? What is this, man? What are we, 40 seconds into the fucking show? Is that it? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What do you think, Bob?
Oh, I think it's pretty good. I like what I see. I like what I enjoy, what I hear. And I think you're going to have, I think it'll be a lot of fun, Phil. Just a lot of fun for you to take some time, go to the stadium.
Is this the Santa Clara Stadium? How did they design this goddamn football field in Santa Clara? Why does it have such an odd configuration? It's strictly for football, isn't it? There doesn't look like there's a baseball, but they've got a... What the fuck is that, man? They've got some strange shit happening there, man. Are those luxury boxes up there? Boy, Holly Holm and this cyborg, whatever her name is, Chris Cyborg or something, they're still going at it here, man. And they've been going at it for the last hour, and Holly Holm looks like she got her left eye punched in. So there's some blood coming down, but she's still kicking, man. She's still moving. She hasn't tagged this cyborg chick at all. You know, they're kind of slowing down a little bit here. This is the Niners and the Cowboys. This is a preseason game, or is this a regular season recorded? It's live, okay. Preseason. Preseason's underway, man. I don't like preseason football. Never have. I don't like it because I don't like it, because it bores the fuck out of me, and it also tells me that summer is coming to an end, which never, ever is anything that I like. I like summer. It's my favorite time of year. Test 1, 2, 3. I'm going to be taking another week off, probably the week after this next one, so you guys know. Maybe that won't be a good time to take off, but yeah, they're still rocking and rolling, man. Must be within 15 seconds of the end of the round or something. That's it. That's the fight. Shit. I bet you that cyborg chick wins it. Look at how fucked up Holmes' face is. Although, cyborg don't look all that good either. Boom. Oh, open that fucking eye up again, man. Boom. Yeah, she... Oh, yes. Good straight fucking hand, man. They're... Oh, man, they beat the shit out of each other, didn't they? Got some good clean shots. This is like a fucking war, man. This is a war. Wow. Total strikes. Oh, cyborg kicked her ass. Yeah. How many rounds is this? 5 rounds? God damn, it's... Yeah, she, this is the woman that beat, what's-her-face, the big, you know, remember the, who was, I can't even remember her name now. She was the big cause célèbre. She's the one that took the title from, whoever that, Rhonda, what's-her-name, Holly Holm did. And, well, I think we know who won this fight. This is really funny. On the left, Holly Holm right there, without the beat-in face, looked a little bit like my ex-wife, Maria. Without the beat-in face, I'm saying. I mean, if Maria ever had a face like that, I didn't do it to her, I'll tell you that. Yeah, well, okay. That was going to happen. Score more points. She's Brazil. Love the name Cyborg. Was that a pay-per-view? Because I sure as fuck didn't pay for it. Remember, this time last year was the big Mayweather-McGregor fight, right? Whatever happened to Greta Van Susteren? God, it was like end of March. Okay. As you like to hear them. Okay, we'll be on Facebook Live again tomorrow or tonight, and that probably will be the last time, because I think we've worked out our streaming problems. And just to let you know, what we had and what we have is a situation with our TriCaster where the stream being provided by DocCast was not in sync with what our TriCaster can do, and frankly our TriCaster could do a lot. You know, we fixed the resolution, but we had not fixed... Hey there, Thunder. There she goes, man. The mighty Thunder Girl, man. She'll be out there. Thing about her going out and then coming back in. When I don't see her come back in, she may come in with a fucking mouse or something. You know, next thing I know, I got a mouse running around here. She did it one night. She was proud as hell of herself, man. She came trotting in with this mouse, dropped it on the floor, and then she starts rolling around on her back like, you know. And I got it. I said, hey, Thunder, we got to get this mouse and get it out of here. And she's like, what? I just brought a fat fucking mouse? Yeah, I can't. I don't eat mouse. I was walking on the beach this morning listening to the show, and I do. I laugh. And I can't. And I laughed back when we did our phone call show with all the characters fooling the audience. I laughed. But I laugh probably harder now. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because I don't put a lot of pressure on myself with this show, but I was laughing at that fucking, at Bob Green with his whole, you know, family-friendly bullshit. You got to enjoy what you do, man. If you don't like what you do, there's no point in doing it, you know? You got to, even if nobody else likes it, you got to like what you do. Because sooner or later, you will find, you'll find a customer or an audience, however you want to put it, you know? If you really enjoy what you're doing, you're going to find people that connect with that. How do I know? Because it's happened to me. I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Well, when we last talked, I was in jail for a variety of moral crimes, crimes against nature and crimes against women and children. But I'm back, stronger and better than ever, helping you realize your dreams. Oh, man. 31-14 preseason doesn't mean anything. Oh, well, fuck off. Courtois. So, Courtois was the goalie for Chelsea as well as Belgium in the World Cup. He has joined Real Madrid. Wonder why that cat left. I guess his time was up. Tennessee students prepare for the new school year. Parents across the state are pushing back against a new law that requires the national motto, "In God We Trust," to be displayed prominently in public schools. Tennessee lawmakers overwhelmingly passed the legislation, but parents are now sharing concerns about the law. I think it excludes people that don't believe in God. I think it will put one religious statement up. You should have to put up religious statements for everyone that goes to that school, or none at all. Some parents have expressed support for the new law. I think we should all trust in God. It would be, oh, Christ. Well, you know what, lady? You might think this and you might think that, but it's not fucking required. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the word God. Nothing in the Constitution, the legal charter of the United States of America. I don't give a flying fuck if it's in the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson himself wanted any mention of God kept out of public, you know, discourse, law, the legislative process, everything. Thank God I don't live in the South anymore. I mean, I lived in Florida. I'll tell you a story. I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. You know, I lived in Florida for off and on for 4 years and another two. Well, no, 72 through 78. Actually, I was in New Orleans for a year of that. So 70, maybe 5 years in Central Florida, and then another two in Miami, two and a half in Miami. And we're driving south in the summer of 1972. Me, my buddy Rob, my friend Ray. Ray's asleep in the back seat. Rob's driving. We rotated, you know, as you do when you're on a long... And the guy who was the driver, he gets to rotate to the back and sleep. The guy in the back and sleep rotates to the shotgun position, then shotgun moves over. Drives. That's how we did it. Is that how we did it? Yeah. Rob and I are driving along. He says... And one more thing, man, because I'd never been to Florida. This was my first trip down to Florida. He goes, one more thing, man. I said, what? He says, the ugliest fucking people in the world live in the South. And it just came out of the blue. It was funny. We both laughed like mad. He says, the ugliest fucking people in the world live in the South. And I said, well, I guess I'll be in good company then. He's like, no, man. Uglier than you, you know. So that began my, that was the first inclination of what I was going to be getting into when I got to Florida. And moving to Florida the first time was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. I mean, we were young kids and we were, you know, partying our asses off and doing whatever we could for money. And I got into radio down there. But I really took note of how fucked up the place was when I got to Miami. It wasn't so much Miami as when I would drive out of the area and get up into the state in general, just like driving up 95 or something. And, you know, first of all, I'm sorry, I've been driving for I don't know how many fucking years now, you know, over 40, 50 years I've been driving a car, and I have driven in bad traffic, I've driven in good traffic, I've driven all over the goddamn United States, and the worst motherfucking drivers are in Florida. And by that I mean they don't know what a goddamn turn, talk about a turn signal, man. I'll tell you, people in California use the fucking turn signal more than anybody ever saw. Down there, no goddamn turn signal. The roads, the fucking roads, because of their, you know, everything being, you know, not, there's no taxation, no state income tax. So it's up to the counties to raise money or federal money to fix the, and the result is the fucking roads down there are the worst fucking shape I've ever seen in my life. They got a cop force for every little goddamn tiny municipality, town of 18 fucking people. There's a separate cop force. There's the county cop forces. And of course, Miami City is just one part of the larger Metro Dade. What you and I think of as Miami is not fucking Miami. Miami is a small little city in the middle of a lot of other goddamn cities with all these other cop forces. So they had to come up with some kind of, you and I might call it the county sheriff, but that doesn't quite get it for them in Miami. It's called Metro Dade, or Metro Miami is what they used to call it. So they can have some kind of uniformity of enforcement, you know, some overreaching, just a larger enforcement body that can get a handle on this fucking area of millions of people, but not necessarily one city, you know. And that's the other thing. They got 5 million fucking counties in Florida, and 5 million different ways of doing things, and 5 million different ways of seeing things, and 5 million different ways of enforcement and so on and so forth. And then you have all the bizarre fucking crimes. You've heard about them. I've read about them. Everything from a guy, you know, finding a guy dead in Shamu's tank at SeaWorld, some drunk, to a man getting his face eaten. I mean, for Christ's sake, you know. And then the tourists getting fucking murdered. When I moved down there, that was happening in the early 90s. German tourists were getting shot and killed leaving the airport. There's nothing to recommend that, you know. I love Florida. I have friends in Florida. It's got nothing to do with my friends. It's got nothing to do with the relationships I've had there. But there's nothing that recommends that state. Abso-fucking-lutely nothing to recommend that state. Yeah, okay, no state income tax. Well, I mean, if you're not making that much money and you really need to move to a shithole like that so you can, you know, because they don't have state income, God, you know, I would recommend that you go out and earn a little bit more money. Make yourself some more fucking money so you can afford state services and you don't have to live in a goddamn horror story. Move to Florida, all you're telling me is you don't have enough fucking money to live anywhere else. God damn. No kidding, man. It was... This Bill Shine is a real piece of shit. Live in Beverly Hills. What Beverly Hills? Where are you going to be at, man? The Canyon? Sinbad live in Beverly Hills. Now, wait a minute. Then it shows the Canyon Club. Beverly Hills. Where? Where music meets the soul. Oh, the Saban. Never heard of it. What? These places, man. Santa Clarita. Agoura Hills. These are the ticket locations for the Saban. It's on Wilshire Boulevard. 8440 Wilshire Boulevard. Must be a theater.
Must be a theater.
Corey Stewart has argued that the Confederacy was on the right side of history, that Republicans who support Medicaid expansion all suffer from erectile dysfunction. I like to see him kick. Alas, the good people of the Commonwealth appear to disagree. Last month, a poll found Kane leading the Republican challenger by 18 points. Now it's at 23, with Stewart boasting the support of a mere 26% of likely Virginia voters. It isn't too surprising that Stewart is the one choking on his own figurative teeth. Virginia has been trending blue for a decade now, and the neo-Confederate candidate's shtick has limited appeal, even among the state's Republicans. But you know what? You goddamn Republicans, you put fucking Trump where he is. Don't give me this shit. Oh, you know, that's a little too radical for me. Oh, horse shit. You motherfuckers put him there, and you keep him there. That goddamn Rand Paul. You know, we were making a joke about Rand Paul. There isn't a fucking dick he wouldn't suck to stay in the good graces of the current administration of DJ Donald Trump.
Phil, there's a lot of different things. Phil, there's a lot of different things. Hello, Phil. This is Dr. Rod Tarter. Hi, this is Tom Catton. What's the difference between testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2? Well, hello, Phil. This is
Yes. Well, also, Dr. Ron Tarter, well, I think you could, if you make it delicately, there are a great many ways that one can lose weight. I know you can have a very light mashed potatoes. Well, get the potato, whip it, and mash it very nicely. It's all in the attitude that you use.
That's decidedly unscientific, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is. Many of us want to eat a lot. I love to eat, but I also want to lose weight. And so my feeling is, and you could call it unscientific.
Dr. Ron Turner, I'll tell you, man, being on a diet, it ain't no fun, man. And you know, the other thing is, booze will fucking murder you, man. You cannot drink when you're on a fucking diet. You can't. Even if you're counting the calories of the booze that you're, even if you're counting like tequila, 64, 70 calories a shot. Don Julio a little higher, apparently, but I'm not drinking Don Julio with fucking Mexican mules, I can assure you, if I can help it anyway. So that's 64 calories a shot for a bottle of fucking whatever, you know, some swill that I bought at Trader Joe's. With all due respect to Trader Joe's, it's, you know, it's 100% agave, but... and then there is a 70 calories a can of that Stoli ginger beer that I drink. And I know that I like Q, but I can't always get Q. Q is about the same, about 70 calories for whatever it is, man, 8 ounces. Well, okay, so what do you got? 120, 200 calories a drink, because I put a double shot in there. You have three drinks, that's 600 fucking calories, man. You know, just ain't no getting around it, man. Four drinks, I mean, if I'm eating or if I'm consuming 2,000 calories a day, then it turns out that my whole day is just going to have to be, there's my nutrition for the day, the booze that I drank, because the rest of the day is, you know, shot. You can't add any more calories on. It's insane. All right, let me see. But I keep telling myself, man, when I hit my target weight of 210, I'm going to have the biggest goddamn barbecue, you know, in the history of the world. I mean, fuck that. I think I'll just go to a restaurant and, you know, order everything on the menu. I miss things like just, I mean, I'm not a big candy eater. I have a sweet tooth, but I don't miss that so much as I just miss regular things like garlic bread and, I don't know, you know, like a goddamn omelet, you know. And
well, can't you eat an omelet?
Not really, man. Not with the fucking, okay, we got to get our shit together here.
Instruction aimed at impugning the very things that we hold sacred.
Larry and Dr. Ron Turner. I guess we need a Butner update. Bobby takes her top off and water skis around the lake, waving, topless. You won't be seeing these for another year. I'll do Bobby last. I'll start out with, and I'll do, okay. Larry first, Dr. Ron Turner second, Bobby last. Bobby, where you at, baby? Where you at, Bobby? We got Bobby. I got a really good outdoor bed that, well, they're at the dam. They're at Goblin Dam. Okay, Larry, Dr. Turner, Bobby.
And well, thank you, Phil. I'm very grateful to be on the program with you and yours.
Thank you. Good to be with you, man.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Phil.
Yeah, good to be with you, sir.
And was that Dickman?
Yeah, that was Bud.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Good to be with you.
Okay, what are we doing here? Are we pulling it?
No, let me see here, man.
It's the religion of love, yes.
I'm always goddamn stopping the wrong. I stopped the fucking tape machine. Start it again. Testing, 1, 2. Test, test, test. Testing, 1, 2. Test, test. God damn it.